At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Good to have you on board here on NFL Draft Day. We are live in downtown Las Vegas. The show is brought to you by DraftKings. And a change of plans here is Adam Chernoff is traveling. He joins the program now. You can get his newsletter at adamchernoff.com. He's on the Progressive guest line as we speak. Adam, thanks for the time as always. How are you today?
I'm doing fantastic. Thanks for having me. Tonight's going to be a lot of fun, to put it lightly. I think we're in for a crazy 32 pick coming up.
Oh, it could be anarchy across the board. So you're convinced Daniels is going to go number two at this point?
I don't really want to be, but I think that I am based on how it was. I saw the quote last night said the rumblings have turned into a roar. So okay. I think it's hard to dispute at this point, but I will say there's been nothing at all given up or leaked from the Washington staff. And so this is all kind of people going on after one another, but let's see what happens here in the next 12 hours.
Okay. So if he does go number two, then the odds say he's going to, if that holds, the draft really starts at number three with the Patriots on the board. What are you hearing? What do you think happens there?
It was always Patriots sticking and picking a quarterback. And I have a very hard time seeing any scenario where that is going to change. What has really come on the last 36 hours is McCarthy going to the Pats at three rather than May being the guy that's left over. Going to the Pats at three. I think, again, this is another situation where it's just a lot of speculation in the last really 36 hours is where it's come from. And now that's really picking up steam. So that price is coming in quite a bit. I think we're going to see that be a prominent rumor over the morning and into the later part of the afternoon, as it seems like everyone is turning on the draft on Drake May, who went from 2 months ago, kind of the sure thing at number two, to now he might be falling back even further. And we have these comments from the Vikings. They want to make a run at Drake May as well. So then what does that look like with them being the potential trade candidate? So I think that's where it gets really, really messy tonight.
Right. Okay. So assuming the Patriots stick and go with May, then again, it's going to be insanity because you have the race with the Giants and then the Vikings. And then I think we see a trade there, but in Arizona has said they're open for business. So then a guy you work with has Arizona trading and then taking Neighbors with their pick and moving back with Minnesota, and then Neighbors' first wide receiver selected is plus 450. Take us through what you're thinking here then when Arizona's on the clock at four.
Okay, so you mentioned it, Travis, who I work with, great at everything betting, very well respected. He thinks that there's a double trade situation where Arizona gives up the pick and then they end up coming back. And he's been kind of high on Neighbors going for them as the wide receiver ever since there was a pretty strong beat column that came out that said that Arizona likely preferred Neighbors over Harrison. That's his stance on it. My stance on it personally is that if May is available at 4 because the Pats go McCarthy at 3, I think we see the Vikings try to do anything they can to move up to 4. If it is McCarthy who is available after the first 3 picks, I don't think the Vikings are going to try to get up to 4. I think if they try to make a move, it's going to be to 5, just because Arizona has 11 picks in the draft. That's as many as any other team. I don't think they're sitting there as this prime trade back candidate. I think that that could change, and the offer would change if it ends up Minnesota for May, who they've rumored to really want to try get. They don't probably have enough to go up to 2 or 3 to make it happen. I could see it at 4. So summarize, if it is May who's left out of the top 3, I think Minnesota tries to move up to 4. If it's McCarthy, I think they go to 5, and the Cardinals take Harrison at 4.
All right, and then that's not good news for us then, because then that takes Latham to the Chargers out of play, and that first offensive lineman selected probably loses, because then Tennessee goes alt at 7. Are you buying the Latham steam?
It's interesting, because if you think about the positional placement, alt across from Slater would have to require a move from one of them, where if you're looking at a guy like Latham, he could slide in, and it's not going to force Slater to change positions. I mean, 5 seems really high for Latham to end up going. To me, it makes a lot more sense for that to happen if it goes in the trade back. It's nothing that I've seen, read, or heard from anyone where Alt is not the clear-cut number one offensive lineman. But again, it really started yesterday with every these rumors that, well, here comes Latham, I think because of the positional fit for who is there, and they're just trying to place him into Chargers. Here's what I will say, though, about the Daniel Jeremiah stuff, is if you read through the commentary on his picks, he released them last night at 8 p.m. Eastern, market started moving, especially this Latham one. Everything that he is referencing is not really using predictive language. He says, in this simulation, or in this example. And then he went on to clarify that he's trying to match team fit and not necessarily the slot or where teams are picking at to the fit. And that's been the case for his last 3 mock drafts, which kind of gives me a little bit of uncertainty. If maybe he's kind of realized how much influence he's had and he's dialed it back a little bit. I don't know, but it doesn't look as concrete or read as concrete as it has in years past. So I still think Alt is the number one. I think if the Chargers trade back to 11, for example, Latham makes a lot of sense there. I would be surprised if it's Latham at 5, though.
Okay, then the rest of the top 10. Who's going to be the Falcons at 8? Who's going to be the first defensive player overall? A lot is team on Murphy, lot 2 yesterday as well. The thought for weeks was Turner to go number 8 overall, but who do you think is going to be that first defensive player off the board?
One of the sharpest draft bettors and prop bettors that I know, I was talking with him yesterday. He says his biggest position right now is on Dallas Turner over. He's not buying that Dallas Turner is going at number 8. One of his other big positions was on the lot 2 under, which is something I still think is good today at under 16.5 up to minus 175.
Okay.
Lot 2 has been labeled by multiple guys as the best pure pass rusher in the class. The big issue with him was the medical clearance, which he now has. And so the Falcons have been very much rumored to have Lot 2 rated higher on their draft board than Turner. He's their highest rated defensive player on the draft board, according to beat writers. And so I like that angle quite a bit. I like that Lot 2 under. I think he has a chance to be the first one off the board, especially if Atlanta sticks at number 8. But if I'm looking at that and how I want to play it, I would go Lot 2 under at 16.5. But I think the Falcons definitely have a chance to take him at number 8 now that he's medically cleared.
Can the Murphy prop come in then? First defensive player from 10-1 down to 2-1?
That all ties back to a tweet that was sent out about a week ago where I believe it was Daniel Jeremiah, could have been Schrager, who's one of the two, where they said if they were looking at draft week and two guys who their stock was going to rise dramatically, it was Murphy and it was Barton, the offensive lineman. And we've seen both of them absolutely smashed. Now, it makes sense. Murphy's the best D tackle in the entire class right now, so it makes sense that he's getting a lot of this steam. But it's really been a focus on edge to go first. I think there's a chance we might see Murphy go in the 12 to 16 range. I think it's probably a reach based on everything I've read for him to go number eight. So I still think that Edge is going to be first off the board when it comes to that, and D-tackle is going to go a little bit later.
Adam Chernoff, our guest, Right Angle Sports, Pro Better, Progressive Guest Line, Follow the Money, Paulie and Mitch Feast in the Sports Betting Network. How about 9 and 10? Now it's all over the place here. I see the Odunze to the Jets. Maybe it's not Bowers. O-line is the favorite now at DraftKings for the Jets at 10. Take us through Bears at 9, Jets at 10.
So I think Bears at 9 goes Odunze. I guess we kind of jumped over 6 with the Giants. I think that's neighbors. And if we're talking about 10, we've done a couple hits here on the show the last couple months, and I've been adamant that it's Jets O-line. I'm kind of still hanging on to that as well. So at minus 120, I'm still looking at that. I think it's a position that Joe Douglas knows well. I also think it's a position that Joe Douglas knows he needs to have resources at. They have a great starting five now, arguably the best they've had in the last 15 years. But you look at 6, 7, 8, it's a massive drop-off in who they have there. And so it's one thing to give Rodgers weapons, which they did, giving him Mike Williams. It's another thing to make sure that he's protected and upright, because you can survive with elevating a second or third or fourth wide receiver with a guy as talented as Aaron Rodgers. You can't survive if he has 2.2 seconds to pass and there's a big glaring issue on the offensive line. So to me, Joe Douglas in this draft spot, with now the commentary that we are seeing teams, they're going to be aggressive for offensive tackles early in the top 10. I think the Jets fit that. I still think that they go O-line at 10. So minus 110 or minus 120, I still think they're good bets this morning.
All right. Do you like anything else that's still available as of right now, Adam?
Looking at the Chiefs offensive line, that's at minus 115 before we came on the air. I think that left tackle spot is, again, it's a similar situation to what we just talked about with Rodgers. They need to have someone in that spot. As tempting as the wide receiver stuff is, I think you have to look at that. And then I was also looking before we came on, Xavier Worthy is 5-1 to be drafted by the Miami Dolphins. What I'm looking at here is if we see this run on quarterbacks and offensive tackles and wide receivers in the first 13 to 14 picks, you're going to get to a spot where Miami in the early 20s is looking, and you have Mike McDaniel, a guy who absolutely loves speed and loves explosiveness. We know that's what he wants. Like, is he going to go with offensive linemen, maybe like 7 or 8 on their board that he's not too excited about? Or is he going to try and make the case for going with the fastest wide receiver we've ever seen run at the combine? And so that's kind of a long price out there. Some other respected people in the mock draft world have that as a potential option. So that's a bit of a longer shot that you can look at with Worthy to the Dolphins.
Very good. Follow Adam on X. He's at Adam Chernoff. He joined us here on the Progressive Guest Line. Thanks, pal. We appreciate it. Enjoy the draft tonight.
Thanks very much, guys. Enjoy it as well.
Thank you.
More draft coming up next. Do you concur? The Jets will regret this move tonight if it's made. Let's follow the money on Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel.
Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Moments in history have begun with a question.
To be or not to be, that is the question.
What came first, the chicken or the egg?
Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor?
And what kind of hair product does Mitch Moss use? But Follow the Money wants to know.
Do you concur?
Concur with
what, sir?
Do you concur?
All right, here we go. When it's all said and done, Marvin Harrison will be the best player in the draft. Do you concur?
Yes, with a caveat. Depends on his landing spot. To me, that's so big for these receivers and trying to predict how they're going to be in the NFL.
Okay.
Because if he goes to the Patriots, what does that quarterback spot look like beyond this year? And if they don't trade back in to get like a Michael Penix type. But if he goes to the... Marvin Harrison could absolutely shine in Arizona with Kyler Murray.
Oh, yeah.
If that's the pick at number four overall. Yep. In fact, depending on the number that would open up probably tonight, if that's the case, I would take a peek at him for Offensive Rookie of the Year. But wrong spot, right spot, absolutely he can be.
Yep. Can't throw the ball to yourself. Yep. Okay. Daniels and Williams, lock it up. We'll be stars and play a long time in the NFL. Do you concur?
I hope you're right. I really want to concur.
I think they're too talented. I think they're going to have a lot of success.
I can't get there with both.
Okay. Now, history says right. Yeah.
Although, how is Caleb Williams bad? When you think about what he's going to with Chicago, typically, like last year, Carolina was an absolute mess. They're going to be a mess again this year, right? Good quarterbacks who are drafted that high go to bad spots. The Bears already have the framework in place to have a superb offense with him. He's going to have to be a major flop for this not to work, which
he
it
would
could.
Yeah, to be a head case, you know, not listening to coaching staff, ad-libbing too much, right?
Sure.
I'm with you. I can't see it. I think he's going to be a star. Both guys. But I, after watching the guy play 2 years ago, it was ridiculous what he did winning the Heisman. And how you had to outscore everyone every game because your defense was so bad.
Yeah.
And you were almost in the playoff.
I think their defense was ranked, what, 123rd or something like that last year with USC? Tough to outscore every team every Saturday. You know, when they're putting up 55 on your defense.
I want four of the first five picks tonight to be quarterbacks. Do you want the same thing? Do you concur?
Well, let me ask, so does that mean you want chaos because of trades?
Yes.
I'd love to see trades. That'd be great. Based on my bets, I would love to see the Patriots stick and pick and not go quarterback. Like if they would shock the world and go Alt or Harrison, I think that'd be great.
Right. Well, that's bananas, right? If that happens, if they stick and go and don't go quarterback, then it's nuts,
right?
But then you're just going to see madness once we get to four, even if they stick and go mate.
We have people sending in tweets right now and emails on all this stuff. One guy is saying that Caleb has bust written all over him. Another person, Giants,
how does he have bust written all over him?
Let me see here. Let me see if I can grab it. Hold on, that's too far down on the timeline. This is from a Giants fan. They're paying $36 million to Jones this year, $5 million to Locke. There's no way they're going to draft a quarterback unless somebody really, really drops to them. All smoke for wanting a quarterback, in his opinion.
All right.
I have other Giants fans absolutely panicking if they take J.J. McCarthy.
I don't blame them. I don't like him at all.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get this for a second.
The Jets will regret drafting Brock Bowers. Do you concur?
No. The exact opposite. They must take him. Must. Think about, and we did this a little bit with Ross Tucker. Think about what we were saying about Bowers while the college football season was going on and he was dominating at Georgia. Oh, is he going to be a star? Oh, how he translates to the NFL. He's the best player in college football. He's going to go top two, top three pick. I think the kid's going to be a
I think he can be awesome. I don't know how much time Aaron Rodgers has left.
Yeah.
So beyond that, what does their quarterback spot look like? Oh, by the way, go back and look at the history of tight ends in Green Bay with Aaron Rodgers. Nobody ever thrived, ever.
Uh-huh.
He never got the tight end in as much as like Brett Favre did in Green Bay. It was really, really weird because they tried to make it work a lot.
Well, regardless of a quarterback or situation, I think he's going to be a great player.
He should be.
He has all the tools.
I also think they really do need offensive line, though.
Yeah, but that's why the Adunze stuff surprises me. You just got Williams. Oh, yeah. You already have Wilson.
Me too.
It doesn't make any sense.
All right, Spencer Rattler, in the right fit, will be better than two or three of the quarterbacks, the top six guys drafted ahead of him. Do you concur?
No, this guy's a head case.
I'm convinced of this.
Come on.
Oh, 100%.
Come on.
Paul, all six of these guys are in the right fit, I said.
Okay.
That you're basically seeing that all six of the guys can play.
I don't like Rattler at all.
Oh boy. I'd rather have him third round than Nick's 12 overall.
He's one of the few quarterbacks that going back in the last 10 years that couldn't put up numbers at Oklahoma. It wasn't it wasn't great. I mean, we saw what Gabriel did, Murray, Mayfield. I don't like him. But okay, fine.
We are getting double-digit trades tonight. Do you concur?
Wait, what was the price again?
10
was 15-1?
20-1 and 11 plus 35-1.
And that's what Traeger said. Okay. Boy, that's aggressive. I'll go 7.5, and I'll take the over.
Okay.
But 10, that's a boy. 10's a lot.
10's a lot. It's a ton.
But it also determines, what happens early on. I mean, that's I definitely think Arizona's trading at 4. I think it goes quarterback, 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 and then Arizona moves it. And then we'll see once that gets the ball rolling, and then we'll see the trades come.
Well, don't you think that another team that really wants to trade out would be the Chargers? The thought to me anyway is that they are going to go offensive line. I've bet it that way. But this draft is absolutely loaded with O-linemen. So what's the difference between the best guy in the draft and like the third or fourth best? Is there that big of a gap? Or are they going to be okay picking 11th, for example?
Well, that's what I said to you earlier in the week, and also when we had Karen on. We were talking Patriots. Now, all this stuff you already have to go over and have in place. So once the pick is in at 3, do you then have enough time to play let's make a deal and you're going back and forth? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it like, you know what? They're not giving us enough. I'm not going to do it for that price. I'm just going to stay and take the pick. Because all this can't happen because Arizona's not doing this until they're on the clock.
Right.
So that's why I'm saying to go back to, is there enough time where it's going back? Hey, you know what? Here's what Minnesota's offering. Here's what the Giants want. Hey, Minnesota, you have to do better than this. And then it's, you know what? I don't like it. I'm just going to stick and take Harrison. Or I'm sticking and taking Latham.
I would think scenario, these teams have maybe already discussed something possibly for Arizona to be on the board at number 4. Maybe they've already talked to... I'll throw out the Giants and the Vikings, for example, and they have covered every scenario. Okay, if May is off the board and McCarthy's there, what are you going to give us to move up? And the same discussion has been had with the, if McCarthy goes third, May's still there with the Vikings and the Giants. And so they kind of have a skeleton trade in place. And so if that scenario's there, it's going to be, okay, we still good? Good, let's go. Handshake deal. Let's make it happen.
Right. Well, again, I thought Randy Moss was going to be a Hall of Famer and dominate the league. And all these teams passed on him. I thought it was ridiculous what happened. I mean, Kevin Dyson went ahead of Randy Moss. And he falls to the Vikings in the 20s.
I remember where I was that draft. County Stadium watching a Brewers-Giants weekend series for baseball. And I was watching the results of the draft in the press box. And I'm like, how is he still on the board? I was making the case that a team should draft up to number 1 for the guy. And then he slides past Tennessee. I'm like, what's going to happen? He went to the Vikings. And as a guy who grew up hating the Vikings as a young kid, I'm like, are you kidding me? The one team that he can't go to? And they took him? Yeah. And just like every other team in front of Minnesota had regret written all over that by not taking him before number 21 overall. The most talked about teams after tonight nationally, regardless of what happens, will somehow be the Cowboys and the Jets. Do you concur?
Yes, 100%. Yeah. And that's stupid. It's silly. Same, right? There are other teams in the league. We've been doing this with the Jets for 2 years nonstop. Come on. They haven't had any success since Joe Namath.
Mm-hmm. Every day, every week. Jets. I still think the Cowboys can take a receiver, by the way, with their first pick. I don't know where if Xavier Worthy's going to... He would be the perfect guy, in my opinion, because he's blazing fast. And if he's there at number 24, played at Texas, I could see Jera having the conversation. It's the guy that we need. And a lot of their guys are up for contracts next year.
Who does these studies and rate? Like, who looks at this? Who says that all these networks, everyone wants Cowboys and Jets nonstop all the time? I refuse to believe it.
No, so do I.
Especially
I
with
won't
the Jets.
Believe it.
I refuse to believe it because it's just people who live on the East Coast and are Jet fans.
Hmm?
So it's just like, hey, let's talk about the Jets again.
That's exactly right.
They missed the playoffs again and are our laughing stock?
Hmm? Okay. It's the NFL. Any of these teams,
yes.
You can make, there's something good to talk, you, whatever. There's an angle for all of them every single week of the year. But they have to concentrate on two of them. You're telling me that the Cowboys are still America's team with a bullet? I get it. I get their popularity. How many years consecutively can they stink and blow it in the playoffs?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Sammy P is going to join the program coming up next. Sam Panionovich from Nesson. All right, no more fooling around here. The Pats on the clock at number 3. What the hell's going to happen tonight? Give us a concrete answer, please. It's Follow the Money, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Matt Youmans mock, everything Lombardi thinks tonight, best bets, betting splits, exclusive articles, NBA, NHL playoffs, betting tools, betting guides. Check it out, VSiN.com. Everything you need is up there, VSiN.com. Go today.
Do a little NFL draft here. Sam Panionovich joins the program, does a great job on Nesson. He lives in the great city of Boston, and he joins us here in the Progressive Guest Line. First of all, what was the reaction last night in your area to the Celtics looking like a typical Boston Celtics team from the past 5 years here, Sammy?
Well, first of all, I thought I was banned for life after saying Kentucky was going to win the national title. So thanks for having me back on the show, Mitch and Paul.
If that was the case, I would have been fired a month ago.
Yeah, nice call, nerd, all day that Friday. Nice call, you four-eyed nerd. As for the Celtics, I mean, look – I feel like we've had this conversation on this program for at least 2 whole calendar years now. Yeah. They are so talented. They are regular season monster. They are Thanos in the regular season. But then they just evaporate in these tough moments. And I don't care what anybody says. You are a 15-point favorite on the open against a Heat team without Jimmy Butler. You can't lose that game. You just can't. And it's the same old song and dance. They fall behind. That I don't want to say they're the Tin Man and they have no heart, but they are the epitome of a front runner. Everything is great when they're ahead, when they're up 20 and up 30, and they're blasting these bad teams in the middle of February. But they are, I'll tell you what, guys, they are easy to figure out over a 7-game series. Now, that doesn't mean they're losing this series. It doesn't mean they can't go to the finals. But how can you watch a game like that last night on their home floor where they never lost in the regular season and feel good about them winning a championship? You just can't. You can't do it.
That's also your nemesis, too. They beat you in the bubble. They took you out last year. You were down. It was humiliating and embarrassing. You were down 0-3 in a huge favorite in the conference finals. Add it all up, it's everything. I guess, you know, it could be worse. You could be a Maple Leafs fan, right? I mean, can you imagine rooting for that organization every year? I mean, it's the same song and dance every single year with this team.
Yeah, and I don't know that there's an answer there. You know, who knows how much longer they can keep their gaggle of superstars together. It's sort of similar because they have really exciting, high-flying players. But when these games get tight, I mean, the Boston Celtics come to mind. The Buffalo Bills come to mind. The Toronto Maple Leafs come to mind. How much more talent do you need, Paul? How much more? You can't get it done. And I think this was last year. Remember, I had that Heat ticket. Granted, it was a flyer, and I got super lucky on the Heat to win the East. And you asked me going into Game 7, are you going to hedge? And I said no, because this team is soft serve. This Celtics team is like an ice cream cone in the middle of August. They just melt at the most important moments.
All right, so now for the big one and the most important part of tonight's action. Picking at number 3, assuming, you know, it's obviously Williams 1, Daniels 2. So May's on the board, Harrison's on the board, McCarthy's on the board. Do you have any idea what the Patriots are going to do?
Anybody that says they do is probably full of it. And the elixir to the entire conversation is Robert Kraft. It's been a fascinating team to follow going back to December, January, because the initial news out of Foxborough was the Crafts were not going to be involved in the draft, and they were going to let management under them figure out the draft. Well, as we get closer to draft day, it's, oh, well, Jonathan Kraft is involved now, and maybe Robert has a say. Here's what I can tell you. It sounds like the GM wants Drake May. The coach wants Drake May. But the latest whispers out of New England, and again, I can't confirm this. I don't have spies in that building because it's just not the way it works. It sounds to me, though, that the people around Robert Kraft are saying that he likes J.J. McCarthy. I don't know if it's because the Michigan thing, the Tom Brady thing, he's doing 2 + 2 = 4. It sounds like, though, there's an internal discussion. The ownership group likes McCarthy. The GM and his crew likes Drake May. Who wins out? I have no idea. I would hope that Kraft stays out of the way because he was the one pushing Mac Jones on Bill Belichick. I don't think owners should be picking quarterbacks, but that's how dysfunctional it is in New England. And I know this is probably a semi-hot take. If I were them, I would take Marvin Harrison Jr.
So would I.
Because you, Paul, you're not a quarterback away, buddy. You're an offense away. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You need speed. You need skill. You need offensive linemen. Their number one receiver last year, I want to say he didn't even crack 600 yards. So, okay, you throw Drake May in there with no weapons and no line, he's going to get creamed. And at the end of the day, they have the lowest win total in the NFL at 4.5. You are not a quarterback away. You are an offense away. I think they're going to take McCarthy.
Oh, God.
Don't know that they should do that. I think it's really dumb, but I'm telling you, it really comes down to how involved Robert Kraft is. And if he's the one pushing that button, the growing sentiment is he wants the quarterback out of Michigan.
Have you bet it that way?
I have not done anything in the top four. I was thinking, guys, wink, wink, about laying 20,000 on Caleb Williams to go first. Wink, wink, wink.
I looked at that as well, yeah.
Yeah, it's a great bet. it sounds like if you want to play quarterbacks, you do the trifecta. You know, you go 1, 2, 3. You go Williams, Daniels, May, or Williams, Daniels, McCarthy. But I honestly, for the first time in a long time, I don't have a single bet on the top three or the top four. Like in terms of like single bets.
Okay, so that's what you think happens, but it's not strong enough to bet it at this point. So odds are still up, by the way, across the country in different jurisdictions to bet this stuff, obviously, for the next, 11 and a half hours or so, just not here in the state of Nevada. Sammy Panionovich, our guest from Nesson. So what is or what was your best bet on the board leading into the event tonight?
I am so exposed on Byron Murphy from Texas. It hurts. If he doesn't go 16th or lower, I'm going to the blood bank. This was a guy that when Circa opened, and I want to give Circa a lot of credit, they really helped stabilize the market this year. I think they were a little hesitant last couple of years because, as we know, these drafts usually are tough for the books to kind of comb through. But Circa really settled a lot of stuff for a lot of guys. And when they threw up Byron Murphy at 16.5, minus 150, minus 160, We bet under, like, right away. I sent a couple of texts to Vegas, a couple of texts to Illinois. We got to grab this kid under 16.5. But we've seen him mock now as high as 8. Not that mocks are the end-all, be-all, but you turn on the tape, and this is a guy. I don't want to compare him to Aaron Donald because that's not fair to Byron Murphy, but he's the type of player that in 2 or 3 years can maybe take out 2 guys per play. That's how good he is, and there's no injury history there. A 6'1", 310-pound interior lineman that just blows up the ball. That's the type of player that gets paid now. Obviously edge guys get it, but those interior linemen are super strong. And, now he's down 14.5. There's a chance he goes 8. There's a better chance he goes 9.
Mm-hmm.
He's close to like even money to be a top 10 pick now. And yeah, we bet the good numbers on Murphy. I can't sit here and tell you to, take him first D player at plus 200 or 300, because those numbers at one point were 14 and 12 to 1. But sure, that's the guy. If he goes 17 or higher, I'm not going to be in trouble, but I might have to go to the blood bank.
Okay, let's hope that doesn't happen then for your sake. At number 9, you are originally from Chicago, so you also follow the Bears closely. If Odunze is on the board, is he the pick? Or you just said Murphy could be in play at number nine. Do they actually go defense?
If they have one of those receivers on the board, Odunze or Neighbors, it sounds like that's the move. You know, nine is a spot where you don't really feel the pressure, Mitch. It's not, you know, I would hate in this draft to be picking two or three.
Yeah,
I think
sure.
those are the worst spots mm-hmm. this year because everybody knows Caleb is one. Really, it comes down to, and this is sort of a cop-out answer, it is best available. If Joe Alt slides out of 5 and 7, you take Joe Alt and you slap him at left tackle, and now you got a left tackle for the next 5 or 6 years for Caleb Williams. If it's not Alt, you take the best edge guy. You take Murphy. If you have Odunze or Neighbors, you take one of those guys. I think Ryan Poles is clear that he's not really in a rush to make a move there. And if none of those guys are on the board, let's say his 1, 2, and 3 guys at nine are off the board, he'll trade down, get some more picks. So I think in a perfect world, they have one of those receivers fall to nine. But if that doesn't matter, he can literally do anything he wants. And that's where you want to be in drafts, especially if we get, you know, 4 quarterbacks in the first 5 picks or something like that. You know, somebody's going to be desperate to maybe move up for a quarterback. So he's sitting pretty at nine, and he can really do whatever he wants. He could go up, he could go down, he could take best available. It's a good spot to be picking nine.
I like the fact that you came on here spitting truth. You said if anybody tells you they know what's going to happen at number three, more than likely they're lying. Good answer. Follow Sammy on X. He's at SP Shoot. Does a great job at Nesson. Thanks, Sammy. Enjoy the event tonight.
All right. Appreciate it, guys.
Thank you.
Up next, tonight's playoff card. I would not be surprised in the least if 3 of the teams down 0-2 come back and make it a series.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings, official sports betting partner of the NBA. Through the finals, DraftKings has you covered. Same game parlays, live bets, odds boosts, so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use code VEASAN. Sign up now and bet $5 and get 200 in bonus bets instantly. Code VEASAN. Only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
All right, we'll hit the NBA and NHL card here tonight in the playoffs. I said before the break, I'm not going to be surprised if 3 of these teams in the combined sports come back and at least win tonight, maybe make it a series. Those 3 teams are the 76ers. They are a 4.5 or a 5-point favorite tonight at home to the Knicks. The other would be the Lightning in the NHL. I get it. Florida's very, very good. I think Tampa can make this a series. And the other one, I haven't bet it yet. I kind of like the Lakers.
Really?
Yeah. Come around. I just got to get to that point of where I bet them. And I haven't done it yet, but I would not be surprised at all if we're coming back on the show tomorrow and we're talking about how that series is 2-1 now.
Yep. Season on the line. They're right there, though. They've led by double digits in the last 3 meetings against the Nuggets. You know, just can't close and in the meltdown in game 2 and only scoring 40 second half points. So getting lost in this is how great Anthony Davis has been. But the problem is he's going against the best player in the world. And he's, 27 and 20. Ho-hum, another triple-double. No big deal. So we'll see what they can get out of Reeves and Hachimura and some of these guys. They haven't been helped from the bench. You know, Laker fans all over Ham, lack of adjustments. I'll tell you, Malone is talking a lot of trash. He's done it for 2 years. He loves beating the Lakers, and they beat him 10 in a row. I saw his comments yesterday where we haven't even made adjustments yet. We haven't had to make adjustments. That's a shot at Darvin Ham as well. So as much as we talk about Spoelstra and Mazzulla, this is a coaching mismatch, though, too, with Ham and Malone. But they're right there. And again, they're not a typical seven seed. They're a very good team. They have 47 wins. But how it played out in Denver's the two, and you're just matched up against them. But they gave them everything they had. They're right there in those first two games with an excellent chance to win. They should have won game two. They blew it. But now it's you worry about human emotion and just common sense taking over, where we've lost to them 10 in a row. We're going to beat them 4 or 5 now. The first half is very important tonight for me.
I would agree. Because first half.
Right. Because guys could be looking around and saying, oh, boy, I'm going to let go of the rope. That's, you know, I got the tee times booked now.
So far in two games, the Lakers have been really, really good over the first 24 minutes. At halftime, okay, then they fizzled out in game one, ran out of steam, and then they blew that 20-point lead in game two as well. So tonight, how have the books adjusted? Again, there was an angle for at least a couple years anyway, where when the team going back home was down 0-2, it was like an autoplay first quarter and the first half. Well, tonight's game's a pick 'em for the game. First quarter, shopping around, the Lakers are either 1.5 or 2. First half, the Lakers are either 1.5 or 2. But based on how they have come out of the gates against the Nuggets, I like that actually more than the game. Before Malone has to make adjustments and the Nuggets can catch their second wind and catch up to the team, I do like the Lakers to come out and play well in the first quarter and the first half tonight.
And I recommend to everyone, if Denver wins tonight, unleash hell in game four. Then you really will get the rollover in game four and 1-2-3 Cancun. Because their reward for avoiding the sweep is what? Going to Denver and getting housed in game five?
Yeah.
So if they lose tonight, then get the broom out. But it's all about, you know, finding ways to win, getting a great shot, getting a good look, execution. And no one's better than Denver in the fourth quarter because of the big guy. And now it's just it's making a mockery. He's showing up. He's doing the minions and dressing as the movie character that he's in.
Yep.
It's how he dressed in game one. It's not fair how good this guy is. I mean, to think 20, 20, and 10 triple-doubles in history of the playoffs. Wilt 2, Kareem 1, Joker's done it 4 times.
Yeah. I also can recall being on the air a year ago in the same spot for the Western Conference Finals. Lakers down 0-2, going back home for Game 3. I was confident that they were going to come back and win the next two at home. Never happened.
Yeah, but Joker was Superman, though. I mean, it's...
Here's the deal. Can we get the same games out of LeBron, AD, and Russell? Because Russell's been really, really good. He was awesome in game two.
Well, he was terrible in game one, though.
No, I know.
You couldn't play him last year in the conference finals.
You could not. He was garbage. Game two, he was so good.
Well, for a game, yes. Just a game, though.
So if LeBron and AD are going to show up, and they're probably going to have awesome numbers tonight. Don't we get something else out of the others here at home? Like, isn't Reeves going to play well tonight? Hachimura, name somebody else on the team that can have a decent game. That typically happens, and Shaq's been talking about this for years on TNT, that when the team go, that's they're called the others for a reason. And I would trust that part of the team to come through tonight.
I
also did last year, and it never happened. So.
Well, it also calls into question Ham and his coaching ability. Like, why are you playing Dinwiddie? So Dinwiddie has played 23 minutes in this. He's taken one shot.
Yeah, he's
like,
not
he's out there. What's he doing?
Good point.
And Prince is the only guy to score off the bench. And the Vincent acquisition's been a disaster. It's been said by many, but they're right. If the Miami Heat get rid of you, they know something. So, you know, that's another thing. But again, Anthony Davis, 32-11, 14-19 from the floor in game two. But again, another loss. And Murray with the buzzer beater.
I could flip it and say, Murray's probably not going to shoot like that for the first three quarters. He was terrible. He told his teammates,
Guys,
look for the ball. I'm going to stop shooting. They told him, absolutely not. Keep putting it up. And he got hot in the fourth quarter. Maybe because Murray was also in the playoffs last year. Just dynamite. And I have so much confidence in that guy from 15 feet and out. I'm surprised when he misses at this point when he's open. But maybe he gets off to a hot shooting start tonight, too. So to go along with, you know what Joker's going to do? His numbers are going to be there at the end of the night. So, I mean, they're the champs for a reason. They are so, so good, and betting against them is maybe not the best idea in the world.
I don't want the Lakers. I do. I already bet the Sixers. This is the first half and game I can get behind. And this is one where, now they're saying all the right things. We're the better team. We blew it, the game two, the officiating, all this. Well, I think this is where the others come up big, and you'll actually see something and have a pulse with Hield and Batum and these guys, and they'll actually knock down some shots. And you might just get something out of Tobias Harris, too.
Maybe.
But, I mean, this is – but the comeback would be you're down 0-2, and Brunson's been awful.
Yeah.
So I just – there's – this is something you really can't handicap. Camaraderie, being friends, and chemistry. And that's what the Knicks have. And these guys love playing with another – and they're all buddies – and you just see how this is contagious and going out there and finding a way to win.
I've had lifelong Knicks fans tell me this is the most enjoyable team that they can recall watching.
Well, I believe it.
So do
I. Yes, yes.
I mean, if I lived in that city, I would, you know, if I was a Knicks fan, I would be, all I would talk about would be this team. And all I would look forward to would be watching Knicks games. Because that home crowd is sensational, and how they get after it on the streets afterwards.
I can't wait. Brian Mahoney's coming up in 45 minutes. He had a headache. He woke up with a headache the next day. The Garden was so loud. His hands were shaking when he was doing his article after how loud it was,
you know,
when he's trying to do it right. Because they're talking to DiVincenzo. You can't even hear the questions.
I never liked those 90s Knicks teams. Never liked them. Never cared for that style of basketball.
Right.
But that also was an indictment on like basketball back then and early 2000s. I thought it was pure garbage in the NBA. That's why this product is so much better. This team is, being a neutral observer, awesome.
Oh,
love watching them play.
Imagine they had Randall. I wasn't the biggest Randall fan, but if you see the issues Boston has, it's there for them. I mean, it's right there. You can't tell me the Knicks wouldn't match up and give the Celtics a series. But first things first, they have to get this done. But, I mean, Hartenstein's been great. The big rebound. Hart's been great. DiVincenzo, okay, but hits the big shot. Bogdanovich was a great acquisition. Love OG. Look at the record. I also love the winner mentality. And not being afraid. I love that they went for the 2 seed. Why other teams were scared and what Cleveland decided to do and how they played it. So and I love Thibodeau as well. But the one thing that helps out Embiid here, and it's still a house of cards. I wouldn't be surprised at any point if it's just like, okay, well, he left the game, the knee too much. So, right?
Sure.
They have the slowest pace in the league. That helps out Embiid. Now, the one thing is the conditioning. Well, he loves to tell you he's tired. And show that he's tired.
Right away in the first quarter.
Yes, he does. Yep. But that helps him out, though. Because I actually think the Knicks are could really stick it to Embiid if they would go up-tempo. Because he's out of shape and the minutes that he's going to have to log. But the Knicks are the slowest-pacing team in the league. But that helps out Embiid here, too.
Again, home team down 0-2 going back. They're 4.5 for the game. Some spots 5. They're 3.5 for the first half.
Yes.
Absolutely baked into the number.
Yeah.
Josh Hart to get a double-double tonight. It's now priced as high as minus 250.
Yeah. Oh, he's been awesome.
Oh, he's been so good.
Yep.
Up next, Mike Palm is going to join the program, the VP of Circa Resort and Casino. We'll get into the NFL draft. Which props did bettors gravitate towards here at Circa? We'll ask him next on Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, Oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.